News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Chinese wet markets have been, of course, a major focus of debate when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic, even more so now with the news that they will be reopening. Michael Standard, a freelance journalist based in South China, joins us now. Michael, there's a lot of confusion here about wet markets, about exotic markets. Can you start by explaining what exactly is a wet market and what is their status in China at the moment?
So, I mean, a wet market is basically kind of like a farmer's market, but a little bit more chaotic. I mean, you can get produce, you can get fruits and vegetables, you can get meat. Most of these places do not have live animals. Some of them do. And I mean, in the case with Wuhan, there was a large amount of wildlife at that market. And as far as what's been done with these wet markets right now, so once there was a ban on the wildlife trade, many of these markets were checked and cleaned, but they were never shut down. So, I mean, these are still functioning and a part of kind of daily life for so many people here.
What kind of animals do you find in these exotic markets? I mean, we've heard a lot about bats. We've heard about various kind of anteaters and so on. Are they very exotic, very kind of sort of wild exotic animals in some of these markets?
So, I mean, in the wet markets that I've been to in China, I've not really seen any of these things that were described in the Wuhan market. So, I think that market was a little bit special in some ways. I'm not sure why. It seems like perhaps that market in particular was a hub for wildlife sales. So you don't really see this in the big cities anymore. So like in Shenzhen, you don't see any exotic species, and you really don't see any live animals at the market. So I think it's a little bit hard to find the exotic species at these markets in most areas.
What is the reality? Have lessons be learned? Will lessons be learned? Because there were suggestions after SARS that a lot of these markets were closed down, and then slowly and surely they reopened. What is the actual case? Will lessons be learned from this, do you think?
So I think the biggest problem is just the wildlife industry supply chain. And how that sometimes feeds into these wet markets. I think it's going to take some time to figure out what they're going to do. I think they're, you know, places like Guangdong province, Guangdong just released a policy yesterday, basically banning any kind of wild meat consumption. So any land mammal and some other species, you can't eat that in Guangdong province after May 1st. Another place, I mean, in Shenzhen, they've just banned consumption of dog meat, which it's pretty interesting. And that's the first place in China to do that. So I think in many places they are trying to get a handle on this. But the larger question is this whole supply chain and the breeding facilities for some of these animals were never really regulated. They weren't checked for biosecurity measures to ensure that disease didn't get out. They weren't, the meat was never, had never gone through any kind of safety process or health inspections. So that's a bigger issue with the whole trade as well. And then there's also the illegal trade of things like pangolin. I mean, pangolin, you can't really find it openly in China.
Pangolin, I think I'm right in saying is a kind of an anteater, isn't it? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a scaly anteater. It's the most trafficked mammal in the world. You have to get it through illicit networks. And if pangolin was the carrier of the COVID-19 viruses, that was all through illicit networks anyway. So it's you know, cracking down on those things is just as important as, you know, making sure wet markets are cleaned up.
Okay, we'll leave it there. A fascinating insight there. Michael Standard, a freelance journalist based in Shenzhen in South China. Thanks indeed for joining us. A lot of reports today in the paper talking about the possibility that pangolins rather than bats were the source of this coronavirus. Okay, back in a moment on News Talk Breakfast with Kieran Cuddy and Shenzhen.